This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and that means Silicon Tally time. This week, my guest is Anna Sale, who hosts a podcast called Death, Sex, and Money. So this is a Death, Sex, and Money Silicon Tally. Anna, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
I've got a number for you, $35,000.
Is it the average cost of a wedding?
This is the average value people put on their digital assets, including music, videos, photos, with sentimental value. This summer, Delaware became the first state to give executors or other representatives access to those assets, along with online banking and other like account information when someone dies.
That's high.
Can you imagine a future in which someone goes to a child of someone who is deceased and is like, and to you, they left their emails and their Spotify account?
It's nice that they're putting a value on it because that stuff is valuable.
Okay, what do you got for me?
$20 an hour.
$20 an hour is how much you would pay someone to try and scare you to death on Halloween? I got nothing.
This is the amount that Facebook bus drivers make because the Teamsters are trying to organize the bus drivers who drive Facebook employees.
Yes.
So $20 an hour is what they make. That's pretty good. But what the union's really concerned about, and they're making this pitch to Mark Zuckerberg, is saying the work conditions aren't great. They work a long shift in the morning and then a long shift in the evening, but not a full shift. So it creates this gap in the middle of the day where it's not enough time to take up another job.
Right.
And they're wasting a lot of time.
All right, I got something for you. 21 days. This is date related.
I knew it. I thought it was online date related.
Yeah.
The average length of time between online dates.
What I'm looking for is the length of the so-called craziest OkCupid date ever. This is the length of a single date when two users met in person at the airport with no luggage to travel to 8 countries in 21 days. Apparently, New Line Cinema is adapting this into a movie. Of course they are.
Who paid? That's what I want to know.
All right, what do you got?
Nearly 20%.
Nearly 20% of all Tinder users say that they're in it for marriage.
20% is, we saw in a new study, the number of undergraduates who admit to sending a sext, a nude picture of themselves, while they were in high school. And this actually made me look up a study that came out earlier this year from Pew to kind of see what are the rates of adults.
And?
About 9% of adults admitted to sending one. But here's the interesting thing. Married people or people in a relationship, couples, they sexted at the same rate as single people, but the single people were more likely to forward those sexts.
There's some layers there.
The single people have to show off a little bit. That's what's happening. I told you she was real.
Anna Sale is the host of Death, Sex, and Money, a podcast out of WNYC in New York. Anna, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.